Megillah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Megillah Bavli, Daf Zion, begin Yerushalmi on Daf Vav Amud Beis, and the Mishnah, that's Halacha He. Both Megillah, Ba'adah HaRishon, Minis Abba HaShona, Koyonais Ba'adah HaSheni. If they read the Megillah in Adar, and the year was then declared to be a leap year, then they read it again in Adar Sheni. Ein Ben Adar HaRishon, Adar Sheni, Ela Mikra Megillah, Matal Shli Avyonim. The only differences between Adar HaRishon and Sheni are reading of the Megillah and Matanos Le'evyonim. The Gemara says Masnisa, Kasher Ibru, V'achakach Koroisa, Avodin Koroisa, V'achakach Ibru, Le'ibada. Amish is when they declare the leap year and afterwards they read it in Adar HaRishon. If they read the Megillah in Adar HaRishon and then after the year was declared to be a leap year, then no, there's no need to read it again. Masnisa Le'amakein El Koroisa Megillah V'Adar HaRishon V'Nis Abba V'Hashana, Koroisa V'Adar Sheni. Well, reject that because our Mishnah doesn't say that. It says, even if they read the Megillah in Adar HaRishon and the year was declared a leap year, they read it again in Adar Sheni. Simon, Ben Mishnah Ben Levi, says, Lekayim es Igeres HaPurim HaAzois Matar Lema HaShenis. And it also says, Simon, Ben Mishnah Ben Levi, it says, Lekayim, to fulfill this letter of Purim, why does it say Shenis a second time? Rather, says this, he wants to teach you that if they read it in Adar HaRishon and it became a leap year, they read it in Adar Sheni. What second answer is with Yimya, quoting Shmuel Yitzchak, said that what did Mordechai and Esther do? They wrote a letter and sent out to the Rabbanan here in Eretz Yisrael. They said to them, accept on yourselves these 2 days of a year and make them a Yom Tov and read the Megillah. Haman said to them, is it not enough the afflictions that come upon us? Do you want to add to us the suffering caused from Haman? Meaning it's going to arouse hatred from the Gentiles. The Gentiles will think they will rejoice over their downfall. Will Hainester return and write a second letter to them? And that's the meaning of the pasuk that we quoted, to fulfill upon them the letter of Purim, this letter of Purim a second time. Maya Kosovo, what was written in it? They said to them, if you're afraid of this, I mean, you need not be, because they already recall their downfall. Because it's written in their chronicles, and that we find in Esther and Perek Yud Pasuk Beis, they're written in the Sefer of Chronicles of the kings of Madai and Pras. Al Hadava Azeh. Shmuel Nachman, quoting Rabbi Yonason, said that there were 85 Chachomim and among them over 30 Nevi'im, and they were pained about this. Amul Ksiv, Ela Mitzvah Shesiva Hashem et Moshe, Ela Mitzvah Shinistavinu, Mipi Moshe, Vikacham Alonu Moshe, Ein Novi Ache, Osi Lechadish Lachem, Dova Me'ata, Omodachai, Echte, Mevakshim Lechadish Lonu Dova. He said, it's written, these are the Mitzvahs that were commanded by Hashem to Moshe. These are mitzvahs that were commanded through Moshe, and Moshe told us another Navi will not teach any new matter. Now Mordechai and Esther seek to make this new matter, I mean the fourth mention of vengeance against Amalek in Tanakh. And they understood from the pasuk in Mishle in Ekhov Beis Pasuk Chof, where it says, Kasavti lecha shelashim, and it connotes him that vengeance against Amalek must be written only 3 times, and it was already written in Parshas Meshalach, Parshas Kisetse, and Sefer Shmuel. Loizazu, Misham, they didn't move from there, they debated the matter until Hashem enlightened their eyes, and they found that vengeance against Amalek should be mentioned in Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. It's written after the war with Amalek in Parshas Bishalach, Hashem said to Moshe, write this as a remembrance in this book. This refers to the Torah, as it says, "V'zeis Torah shesam Moshe lifnei b'nei Yisrael." The Koroin, Elo Nevi'im, the word "the Koroin," refers to the Nevi'im, V'yichtoiv Sefer HaZikaron, Lefonav L'Yireh Hashem V'Kemer, as it says in the Pasuk in Malachi, in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Tav Zayin, and he wrote in the Book of Remembrance before Hashem, before him, to those that fear Hashem. V'Sefer, Elu HaKesuvim, V'Mam Esther Kayem Estivei HaPurim Ha'ele, V'Nichta V'Sefer. Well, B'Sefer refers to Ksuvim, as we find in the Pasuk in Esther Perek Test Pasuk Lamed Beis. Now Esther's order confirmed these matters of Purim, and it was inscribed in the book. Vavav Chanina, Ruyinsen, Bakapor, Ruyishu ben Levi, Omru HaMagila, HaZois, Nema, Namosh Mesinai, Vashayin Mugdam, Mucha Batayra. Vav, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yonason, Bakapor, and Ruyishu ben Levi all said that this mentioning of vengeance against Amalek in the Megillah was said to Moshe on Sinai, just the Torah is not in order. V'yechanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Nokesh, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Hanavim, Aksuvim, Asid and Nevatel, the Chamishes Sifrei Torah, Einan Asid and Nevatel. Rabbi Yochanan of Shlokesh argued, Rabbi Yochanan said that in the future, Hanavim and Aksuvim will be batel, but they were only to rebuke, and in the future this will not be needed, that the five Chamashim of the Torah will not be batel. Ma'ataima, Kol Gadol v'loy Yasaf. What's the reason? We learn it from the Pasuk, Dvarim Hei, Pasuk Yotes, a great sound that will not stop. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar, Af Megillas Esther, V'Halachis, Einan Asid Nevatel, Nema Kan Kol Golo Yosaf, Nema Alon, V'Zichram Le'Yosof Mizaram, Halachis, Halichus Eilam Loi. Lakish said that also Megillas Esther and Halachis, means Halachis tradition from Sinai, will not be Batel. It says here, Kol Golo V'Lo Yosaf, and it says in the Megillah, V'Zichram Le'Yosof Mizaram. Their remembrance will not cease from their descendants. And halachos will not be bottled because it says, halichas oylam loy. Rabbi Levi, b'shem Shim ben Nokesh, tzafa kodesh boruchu, sh'aman, sh'aman ha-rasha, osid, lishtol, kaspo shal Yisrael, ama mutuv sh'yakdim kaspo shal bonai, le kaspo shal Yisrael rasha, l'fichach magdimim, v'koyrim, v'parash shkolim. Rabbi Levi, quoting Rabbi Levi, said that Hashem saw that in the future, Haman will weigh money against, means offer to pay Achashverosh in order to destroy Yisrael. He said that it's good that Yisrael give their money before that Rasha offers his. Therefore, we read Parashat Shkolim before Purim. We have all the shame of Elaza, Chol Shana v'Shana, Hekish Shana Shei Mu'uberes, Shana Shei Mu'uberes, Mar Shana Shei Mu'uberes, Adar Samach L'Nissan, Af Shana Shei Mu'uberes, Adar Samach L'Nissan. We have all, quoting Elaza, said, Chol Shana v'Shana, that pasuk in Esther teaches that we equate a leap year to a regular year. Just like in a regular year, we read the Megillah in the Adar next to Nisan. Also in a leap year, we read in the Adar next to Nisan. Rabbi Chalbay, k'day l'smech gu'ula l'gu'ula. Rabbi Chalbay gives his opinion is in a leap year, we read in Adar Sheni in order to put redemption of Purim next to the redemption of Pesach. Levi b'shem Richama v'Chanina, Oysa Shana Haysa Mu'uberes. Levi, quoting Ruchama Bachanina, gave a third opinion, which is that that year of the miracle of Purim was a leap year and the war was in Adar Sheni. Ma'ataima miyom liyom mi'choyish l'choydesh shnei masar hu choydesh Adar. What's the source? It says that Haman cast lots miyom liyom from day to day and from month to month, the 12th month, the month of Adar. Choydesh shnei masar is Adar Rishon. Who Chodesh Adar is Exodus is to teach that it was actually Adar Sheni. Adar Rishon Tisefes, Adar Sheni Tisefes. The question is Adar Rishon the added month, or is Adar Sheni the added month? Ma ben Eihon, what's the difference? Which is the extra month? Rav Yitzchak Amar, Shnei Kivsei, Shnei Kvasim ben Eihon, Noili v'chamisha asa ba'adar, v'shana she'enu mu'uberes, v'nichas v'shana she'enu mu'uberes. Rabbi Yitzchak answered, it affects the years of lambs for the Kol Tamid or for the Musafim because they have to be young lambs in the first year. If they are born on the 15th of Adar, or a regular year, and they enter the leap year, in Tema Adar Rishon Tosefes Shana Arukahi, in Tema Adar Sheni Tosefes Eilei Ela Ad Chamisha Asa Ba'Adar HaRishon. If you say that Adar Rishon is the added month, then it's a long year, and they're still considered in their first year until Adar Sheni, on the 15th of the month. If you say that the Adar Sheni is the added month, then it's considered in its first year only until the 15th of Adar Rishon. Amar bi Aiva bar Nagri Masnisa Amar Kain, of the Rishon Tosefos, the Tanin and Taman, Hein Heidu Shema Avos Hashana, Kol Adar Shayoyimim Adapurim, Hein Heidu Shema Avos Hashana Al Tanai. Everyone agreed answered that our Mishnah teaches that Adar Rishon is the addition, because it taught there in Eduyos that the Yudah and the Papayas testified that we may make a leap year at any time in Adar, and they used to say until Purim. They testify that we may make a leap year on condition that the Nasi will consent. Adar Amma, Adar Rishon Tosefos, and Tema Adar Sheni Tosefos, Loi Kayem Al Shasa Ma'avada. This teaches that Adar Rishon is the added month. If you say that Adar Sheni is the addition, or on the last day of Adar Rishon, nothing remains from the year. Can you make it a leap year? Ma'ukva said there were two letters informing about the leap year. One said it's proper in my eyes and the eyes of my colleagues to add 30 days to the year. And one said it's proper in my eyes and the eyes of my colleagues to add to the year a month of days, means of 29 days. Mandama Talasin Yomin, Ada Rishon Tosefos, and Mandama Yerech Yomim, Ada Sheni Tosefos. And we infer that the one who said 30 days says that Ada Rishon is the addition, there's always 30 days. The one who said that a month of days holds that Ada Sheni is the addition. Yimin Abda, Leif Shema Mina Plum, Dam Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha, Abba Riordan, Kazui, Rabbi Simon B'Shem, Rabbi Yeshua B'Levi. And they should say now, Asa Shnei Chadoshim Mu'boim, Ibes HaShenev Le'Ibes HaRishon, Ma She'Asa Osei. We reject this, you cannot learn from there, because of Yaakov Ba'acha, of Yudan Gazuri, and Simon quoting Shuvan Levi say that if he made the 2 months of Adar fall, or he made the second fall, but not the first, what he did. Tani, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Eimeh, Mitzvahis HaNogos Ba'Adar HaSheni, Eina Nogos Ba'Adar HaRishon, Chutz Men Hesped, U'Menatanis, She'en Shavim, Bazeu Bazeu. Vices of Rav Shimon Gamliel says that mitzvahs that apply to Adar Sheni do not apply to Adar Rishon, except for the issa of eulogies and fasting, which are the same in both of the months of Adar. The Abba Rav Yumia B'Shem Rav, Simon B'Shem Rav Ben Levi, Halacha for Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel. The Abba Rav Yumia quoting Rav and Rav Simon quoting Rav Ben Levi said that the Halacha follows Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel. Ruchuna Rabba disappearin Amma Hinig Ruchanina disappearin Kahador Rav Shimon Gamliel. Ruchuna Rabba of Sipoirin said that Ruchanina of Sipoirin was Manhig. He had everyone follow Rav Shimon Gamliel. Any questioners that asked him, he told them to follow that ruling. Amma Ela Hinig Hala Lachalai. Now we can infer it says only that he was Manhig, meaning he told questioners like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but he didn't publicly rule this as a halacha. אבל לעניין שטוריס, קריסים עד הראשון ועד השני, אלא שקריסים עד השני, תנאים. However, regarding documents, we write עד הראשון and עד השני. One may not write סתם עד for עד השני, even though most mitzvahs of עד are only in the second. But for עד השני, we may write תניין the second in place of שני. ויודע אם עד השני קריסב תף בדיו. ויודע סב, in עד השני, he writes other tough, the letter tough, which is the first letter of the word tinyan, and this suffices. The Mishnah teaches that the only differences between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni are the reading of the Megillah and the gifts to the poor. That's actually our Mishnah. Simon b'shem Rav Shimon Levi, af shemur shkolim v'kilayim yesh b'neim. If the long quitting Shiva and Levi said that they differ even about announcing, you will have to give the half shekels and sending messengers to uproot the Kilayim. These are only done in Adar Sheni. We help with Rav Huna, Rav, should say Rabba, Hashem, Rav Chia, Rabba, Hakol Yotzin, Ba'abo Asa, Shirizman, Kri Asa. We help with Rav Huna, Rabba, and quoting Rav Chia, Rabba said that everyone fulfills obligation on the 14th, which is the time of its reading. Amar v'yosa v'yeyus plum amu mi'shamin ishit mi'shamin al shkolim leikadei shi'yavu yisar shiklehem v'ayin asam ima at ba'adar rishoin at gadein is v'shasa v'yisin yomim. We bring a support to Simon. Says v'yosa, you said correctly, don't we announce about shkolim So Yisro will bring their Kalim in their Shkolim in the proper time. If you say at the beginning of Adar Rishon, there are still 60 days in the year. There's no reason to announce it so early. Kum Amu, Yotzim, Afra Kilayim, Lei Kadeshu, Asmachim, Nikoim, Yemaimat, Ba Adar Rishon, Ad Kadoin, In the Kikim. We go out for Kilayim to uproot it when the vegetation is recognized. If you say in Adar Rishon, the vegetation is not yet recognized to know whether or not it's Kilayim. We now come to Halacha Vav. Ein ben Yom Tov leShabbos ela Eichel Nefesh Bovad. The only difference between the Malachas forbidden on Yom Tov and Shabbos is Eichel Nefesh means food preparation. Ein ben Shabbos and Yom Kippurim ela Shezez Zoynei Bidei Adam Zez Zoynei Bekaris. The only difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur is that for Shabbos, one who did Malacha intentionally is punished through Beis Din with Skila, stoning, and for Yom Kippur he gets Karis. Maisa says, quoting from Rabbi Yehuda, that also machshirim, which means matters needed to enable preparing food preparation, is permitted on Yom Tov. What do Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanna Mishnah disagree about? Rav Chisdai Oimer lechaded roishoy shel shpud b'nei hoin. Rav Chisdai answered, they argue about whether one may sharpen the end of a roasting spit. V'chanina b'roid v'yabo hoitzi esh me'avonim b'nei hoin. V'chanina b'roid v'yabo said that they argue about whether one may make a new fire from rocks in order to cook. Hani Rav Yehuda b'apazi d'bazila hu adavar. Rabbi Yehuda b'Pazi of Bazila said, this is the matter that they argue about. What is, this is the matter? Is the matter to sharpen the end of a spit, or is the matter to make a new fire from rocks? The answer is we can resolve this only from the following Mishnah. We may not sharpen a knife in the usual way, but why may scrape it against another's knife. Amar of Chisdai, Rav Yehuda hi, Da'amal, should say, Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, Divei HaKol hi, Kedei L'Ha'avir, Shamnunes, Sha'aleha. Chisdai said that this is like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that all agree to it, if one scrapes it not to sharpen it, but rather in order to remove grease on the knife. The Amarim agree that only Rav Yehuda permits in order to sharpen. It shows that the Tanaim argue about sharpening. Kol elu b'yomtef in tzarech lomer b'shabbos. Quoting from Mishnah Beitzah, it says, all of these are forbidden on yomtef, and one need not say so on Shabbos. Elein inun b'ha islach chironin. Says, skila b'shabbos in skila b'yomtef, kares b'shabbos in kares b'yomtef, makas b'yomtef in makas b'shabbos. The question says, is this idea of eichel nefesh the only difference between Shabbos and yomtef? There are others. For example, there is stoning skila for malacha intentionally done on Shabbos, and there's no skila for Yom Tov. There's kares for Shabbos, and there's no kares for Yom Tov. There are lashes for Yom Tov, but there are no lashes for Shabbos. The Mishnah discusses things permitted only on Yom Tov for eichel nefesh. It doesn't discuss punishments, because both of them have punishments, even though the punishments are different. Now, the Gemara objects because the previous Mishnah in Beitzah teaches that one may lower produce, like partially dried grain, through a skylight on Yom Tov, but not on Shabbos. This is lest it get wet and not for Eichel Nefesh. The Gemara asks in Beitzah that one may grind fragrant wood for a bris mila on Yom Tov, but not for Shabbos. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Vahu, Shulay Mal, should say, Rabbi Yossi, this is if he did not yet circumcise. After the bris, if he lacks spices, it's permitted even on Shabbos due to Pekach Nefesh. On Yom Tov, it's permitted even beforehand, enabled with Mila, since the Torah permitted grinding for Echol Nefesh. Oy Ben Ador, the Tani, Moidin Chacham, Rav Meir, Vachoyth Moish, Rav Karka, Shunfag, Vakim, Rav Mafkiim, Rav Maturin, Vachoytchim, Vashabbos, Vashabbos, B'Shabbos, Mepakbukim, Avaloi Mafkim, Vematurim, Vlei Chaitzchen. And we have a third objection from Abaisa. The Chacham agreed to Meir about tied ropes that seal covers to pits and caves, that one may shake them untwine them, untie them, or cut them on Yom Tov, but on Shabbos one may shake them, not untwine them, untie them, or cut them on Yom Tov, but on Shabbos one may shake them, but not untwine them, untie them, or cut them. The Kelim, the Shabbos Mutter, in Sachleima, the Yom Tov. Regarding Kelim, all of these are permitted on Shabbos, and there's no need to say that they're permitted on Yom Tov. The Gemara did not answer the question. Ein ben Shabbos le Yom Kippurim, lezeh, shezeh, zedonai b'yadam, zedonai b'yadam, zedonai b'yakoris. The Mishnah says the only difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur is that for Shabbos, one who did Melacha intentionally is punished through Beis Din with Skila, and for Yom Tov, and for Yom Kippur, he gets Koris. Habatashlumen shneim shavim, nasnisen dubin hunya ben akana. Now we can infer that regarding payment for damage done through Melacha, both of them are the same. And our Mishnah is therefore like Ibn Chunya ben Akana. The Tanya ibn Chunya ben Akana, Oimer, Yom Kippurim ke Shabbos ve Tashlumim. The Baisa says from Ibn Chunya ben Akana, Yom Kippur is like Shabbos for payments, all exempt from payment for Shabbos since he's Chayav Mises Beis Din at the time. Rabbi Nechunya exempt even one who is Chayav Koris at the time. Shem Menasya Oimer, Mechuyave Kriseis ke Mechuyave Mises Beis Din. Shem Menasya says that Averus of Koris are like Averus of Mises Beis Din. Manas Me Bein Nehoin, what do the Tanama in the Bais, in this Bais disagree about? Ve'acha B'shem Rabbi Avuna, Nara Nida Bein Nehoin. Quoting of Avuna answered, they argue about what it relates to Nara, Basula, who's a Nida, as I'll explain. The Mana Amma Af Achois Ishta Bein Ehoin, and the Ravana answered, they even argue about what it relates to his wife's sister. Avata de Rinachuni Menakana, Ma Shabbos Ein La Heta Achai Sura, Avim Kippurim Ein La Heta Achai Sura, Ve'ilu Hoyal Ve'ishlem Heta Achai Sura, Meshalim. Rinachuni Menakana holds that just like Shabbos has no Heta for its Issa, and also Yom Kippur has no heter for its Issa, but these, the case of Nida and Achaz Ishtoi, since they have a heter for their Issa, means after Trila or through his wife's death, he pays. Abdaita de Rishim Menasya, Ma Shabbos Yesh Pakois, after Yom Kippur Yesh Pakois, Ve'el Ohil V'Yesh Ben Kois, Ein Meshalim. Rishim Menasya holds that just like Shabbos has Kois, also Yom Kippur has Kois, and also these, since they have Kois, he doesn't pay. The Bar Pazi Omar, Ma Kois V'Kois, Ma Amin Bo Elu Tanayim. Yehuda Bar Pazi said, if one transgresses an aveira that has lashes and kawis, what would these tanaim say? Rav Yosef Sricha Lo Abonon. Rav Yosef said this question needs great chachamim to answer it. Rav Yonah Boy V'Lama Lo Shamala Min Hador Tani Rishim Ben Yochai. Rav Yonah asked, why didn't he learn from what Rishim Ben Yochai taught? Tani Rishim Ben Yochai Ritalfen Oimer Nema Kawis B'Shabbos Nema Kawis B'Yom Kippurim Ma Kawis Shenema B'Shabbos Ein Makawis Etzal Kawis Af Kawis Shenema B'Yom Kippurim Ein Makawis Etzel Koris. The Baisa of Shimon Yochai says that Ritalfen says Koris is written about Shabbos and Koris is written about Yom Kippur. Just like the Koris said about Shabbos, there are no lashes with the Koris since one can be killed for the love of Melacha on Shabbos, one cannot be lashed for it. Also the Koris said about Yom Kippur, there are no lashes with the Koris. Rabbi Mana, Koimei, Rabbi Yossi, Mas Vichalei, Rishimah Lokesh, Bam Kav Yochanan, in Makas Etzal Misa, Yeshloi, Lekoshchikin, Makas Etzal Koris. Now, Rabbi Mana asserts to Rabbi Yossi that it's a question according to Rabbi Lokesh. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if there are lashes when there is Misa, all the more so, there are lashes when there is Koris. This Palgun, Ashoichet, Oiso, Yisbenoi, Lashem, Akum, Rabbi Yochanan, Omal, Im Hissabwe, Lashem, Oiso, Yisbenoi, Loike, Lashem, Akum, Niskel. They argued about one who slaughters Oisiv Ez Benoi, an animal and its child, for idolatry. Rabbi Yochanan said that if they warned him for Oisiv Ez Benoi, he's lashed. If they warned him for idolatry, he's stoned. Rabbi said, even if they warned him for Oisiv Ez Benoi, he's not lashed, since if they would warn him for idolatry, he would be stoned. And Rabbi Yossi rejects that. It's a question, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, there means lashes and kares are for two different aviras. Here he asks about one avira. Now that's the Rishim Melokish. Now the Gemara asks, if one was showing you about an avira with lashes, in Trumas, the Rishim exempts him from paying for the avira, even though he's not lashed, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Now according to Rishim Melokish, what's the difference between these Tanoim, which is Ibn Chunya and Rishim ben Menasya, who exempt Chayavei Krisis from payment, and the Rabbonon? Means in any case, he doesn't pay, because of the love with the kohis. Love him loy krisus. The answer is they argue about love him without krisus. Vyudin omer haba al mamzeris is benehoim. Vyudin answers that they argue about one who has relations with a mamzeris, now a basula, whether or not he pays the fine. Vachanina omer, afilu himsis kedisha shechaviru miyomtuf benehoim. Vachanina says that they argue even about one who burned another's haystack on yomtuf, even though it's not a fine, we're not an exempt. Adatim de ilin tanae, hoyo ve'ein behem kois mshalim, shalim, adatim de ilin rabbonon, hoyo ve'yesh behem makos in a mshalim. According to these rabbonon, which is Ibn Chunya and Shimon ben Asya, since there's no kois, he pays. According to the other rabbonon, since there are lashes for intentional sin, he does not pay. Ma'ata ilo na'arash yesh lehem knas, loik rabbonon. According to Shlokish, the Mishnah that said there's a fine for raping or enticing the following Naras, now this is included, is unlike Rabbonon. Number of Matanya, Tipate, Divri, Hakol, the Mamzer, Shibal, Mamzeris. Matanya answered, it's like everyone is discussing a Mamzer who had relations with a Mamzeris. The Ishis Achiv, Lo Yivim Tuhi, asked the Gemara, why is there a fine for his brother's wife if he uses Yivama? It's admitted to her relations with her, even against her will. We have to say that his brother died. Otherwise, if not, then she is an arusa and he's chayav misa. Abba Matanya, Tipote Shahayu, La Achiv Bonim, the Iris Isha Umeis Uva Achiv Renas, the Ransa. Matanya answered the case that his brother had children from another wife, so Yim didn't apply, and he was Makadisha woman, a Nara, and died, and the Nara's brother came and raped her.